the cockpen, he's prude and he's great. His mind is taken up with the things of the state. He wanted a wife for his brothers to keep, but favor we wooing was passes to seek. Doon by the dyke side a lady did dwell. At his table he'd, he thought she'd look weel. Macleish's a doctor o' clavers for lee, a penniless lass wi' a lang pedigree. His wig was weel poothered as good as when new, his waistcoat was white and his coat it was blue. He put on a ring and a sword and cocked hat, and wha could refuse the laird wi' a' that? He mounted his mare and he rade cannily, and he rapped at the yett o' clavers for lee. Gae tell Mistress Jean to come speedily, Ben, as she's wanted to speak with the laird o' Cockpen. Mistress Jean, she was makin' the elders to her wine. Now what brings the laird at sic a like time? She put off her apron and on her silk goon, her mutch wi' red ribbons and gay awadoon. And when she cam ben, she bobbit too low, and what was his errand, he soon let her know. Amazed was the laird when the lady said na, and wi' a laith curtsy she turned awa'. Dumbfoonert was he, but nae sigh did he gie. He mounted his mare and he rade cannily, but often he thought as he gaed through the glen, "Och, she's daft to refuse the laird o' Cockpen."